Senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, and I led a bipartisan group of 13 senators in writing a letter to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt requesting the agency stop issuing so-called hardship waivers, which really are waivers to people that don't have hardships. News reports indicate that EPA has already issued 25 such waivers to large multi-billion dollar refining companies making billions of dollars in profits since 2016. These waivers represent a clear violation of Administrator Pruitt's commitments and undermines President Trump's longstanding support of the renewable fuel standard, which basically he put out that he's going to continue to support the maximum amount that the law allows of 15 billion gallons of ethanol. We also requested EPA provide top-line information about the waivers already issued. As I said last week in a joint statement with my colleagues Thune, Ernst, Fisher, and Blunt, EPA is hiding behind poor excuses about proprietary business information to shield big oil companies from public scrutiny. It appears that these waivers are being issued retroactively. So you know what? It effectively guts the overall renewable volume obligations assigned to refineries. In other words, how much ethanol they have to mix in with petroleum. As Secretary Pruitt said, noted last week, this is destroying demand for ethanol, which he used the words, this is demand destruction. There's no other way to view these waivers than as EPA failing to uphold President Trump's commitment to that promise of annually using 15 billion gallons of ethanol.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. A couple of questions. Going back to the RFS waivers, there's one administration here. It's not two. It's not the president and the EPA director, and you've spoken to both, and you pretty much bent the president's ear backwards and forwards on these RIN credits and the waivers and the need to go to higher blends of ethanol. Is there, you know, this is kind of a pragmatic question, but is the policy here one of subterfuge? Give with the right hand and take away from the left, that this is really one unified approach that the administration is taking, not a separate approach by the president, separate from the EPA administrator? In other words, are they working hand in hand here?
The short answer is yes, but I'll give you a longer answer. It's yes to the first part of your question, but not a yes to whether or not the president and Pruitt are working hand in hand. I don't believe that. I believe that Pruitt is a loose cannon, not carrying out the president's wishes. So then a longer answer is that last Thursday, the president said he wants the EPA to move ahead with E15 15 months or 12 months out of the year. That's good news. Other than that, Pruitt's doing just exactly what you said. We get a victory in November saying that we're going to go to the 15 billion gallons, and then through 25 waivers that aren't hard, there might be one or two of them that are hardship waivers, but we know some definitely not hardship waivers.
It's not a car.
That he gives with one hand and takes away with the other. And so that brings about what we're trying to accomplish in our letter, that when we're talking about the mandate for 2018, well, I guess now it'd be 2019, when we're talking about it, we should have the waivers announced the same time that the mandate's announced, or the RFS is announced. What's your second question?
Well, so what confidence do you have that the president's the president's call for a 15% ethanol blend year-round is ever going to be carried out. If Mr. Pruitt is a loose cannon, and any rulemaking has to go through EPA, what prospect is there that the president's call for a 15% year-round ethanol blend is going to happen, is going to be put into rule?
Well, because that comes directly from the president's mouth. I don't see how an EPA director can screw up in any way what the president is directed to get done, as long as the president's within the law.